Welcome to 7-Minute Prayers, a production of ManInThePew.com. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and it's my joy to lead you into prayer today. This episode is Day 22 of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge, a journey toward greater gratefulness in our lives. You can get the details at ManInThePew.com/gratitude90. That's gratitude 90. Today, we're exploring 10 reasons to be thankful, even when we don't feel like it. Do you ever wake up and just want to roll back over? Being thankful in that moment seems like the last thing on your mind when you're lying sick in bed or overwhelmed by the circumstances of life. But that's exactly when we need to be thankful. The Apostle James told us, "When troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow." Now, if you quoted that verse to me while I'm lying in bed feeling groggy or sorry for myself, I would probably not receive it very well. So I want to equip us today for those days when this happens. By the way, I did write an article about this over on calledtoworship.org, and you can get the link in the show notes. So here are my top 10 reasons to be thankful, even when you don't feel like it. And I used to love watching the David Letterman show, especially for his top 10 lists. So using that method, here are my top 10 reasons to be thankful. Number 10, thankful to be alive. All of us, whether we know it or not, have been spared from accidental death. Some of those stories linger with us, and I shared one of mine over on day 17 of this challenge. On your top 10 list, I encourage you to write down one time you remember where God spared your life in a miraculous or obvious way. If you can't remember one, ask your parents or someone who knows you well. I'm sure there's a juicy story waiting for you. Here's my example. I'm thankful God saved me from dying from high-altitude pulmonary edema in 1983 so that I could become a husband, a father, and a leader. Number 9, thankful for salvation. We reviewed a few reasons to be thankful for the gospel on day 7, but for your top 10 list, I want you to write down one thing God saved you from. Here's my example. I'm grateful God saved me from addictions that would have led to almost certain destruction. Number 8, thankful for mentors. On day 13, we discussed the powerful role that mentors can play in our lives. And today, I want you to reflect on one specific mentor and write down a reason that you're thankful for him or her. So, for example, I'm thankful for Doug Pratt, who believed in my creative skills, my potential speaking skills, and for calling me to get off the bench. Number 7, thankful for parents. No matter what your relationship is like with your parents, you can find valuable ways they've impacted your life. Ignoring the negative ways they've shaped you, find a positive impact your parents have had on you and put it on your top 10 list. Here's my example. My parents believed in me and gave me countless opportunities to learn, explore, and discover my unique gifts and skills, and I'm grateful for this. Number 6, thankful for work. If you're currently unemployed or underemployed, remember times when God has provided meaningful work for you. And if you're in your dream job, give thanks for that. Here's my example. I remember thankfully how God provided the job at Harbor at just the right time and the miraculous way that Social Media Examiner became part of my story. Number 5, thankful for friends. Proverbs 18:24 says, "A real friend sticks closer than a brother." It's a treasure to find a few good friends who will stick with you through the peaks and valleys of life. Write down the name or names of one or more friends who've been with you for the long haul. My example is I'm grateful for John, Dave, Mark, and Carrie, who've stood with me for decades. Number 4, thankful for daily bread. You know, it's easy to take for granted the things that we live with every day, like our house, our cars, our clothes, and food. But using the list that you made back on day 12 or create a new list today, write down a few things that you can be thankful for each and every day. My example is I'm thankful I have more than enough food, clothes, and shoes. Number 3, thankful for God's Word. I love using the YouVersion Bible app because I have access to over 2,000 Bible versions and 1,300 languages for free. And I don't speak that many languages, just to be clear. But 500 years ago, did you know that the average person didn't even have the ability to read God's word in their own language? Now the vast majority of people on earth have access to God's word in their own language, and translators are working diligently to bring it to the remaining ethnic groups. Example, I'm grateful to be able to daily read God's word in the translation of my choice. Number two, thankful for the Holy Spirit. John 14 says, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I've said to you. My example is I'm grateful for the Holy Spirit who reminds me of truth, corrects me, counsels me, and comforts me. Drum roll, please. My number one reason to be thankful is that I'm thankful that God delights in how he made me. You know, sometimes I wish God made me more like someone else, but that's when I need to remember what David said in Psalm 139. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. My example, I know you don't make mistakes, God, so I'm thankful that you made me just the way you planned. So here's the challenge. Use those 10 prompts and create your own top 10 list, and then put it somewhere that you can quickly pull it out when you need a reminder, maybe in the front of your journal. Let's pray. Lord, you've given me dozens of reasons to be thankful every day. Forgive me for focusing more on my feelings and problems. Teach me to live more gratefully. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.